And wow, is she drunk. That was not me, obviously. And that was disgusting.
Okay, so and as you were counting down, I was like, oh no, I have to burp. And I was like, I better burp away from the microphone. And then when you said, oh no, she's drunk, I was like, no, this is going into the microphone. I'm sorry.
All right.
Because so, I hate it when Christina P does that.
We were about to load up, everybody. Turn our attention to the big TV in the corner as we watch. This is from last year. You know what? I can't remember what month, but this is like my sixth or seventh open mic. And here's the fun part. This one is actually really good in my opinion. So here.
In your opinion?
We go.
Raymond Stone, get up here, please.
Wait, was he the MC?
Yeah, I had a guest MC.
KRS Cars for Kids.
You never showed me this one.
You're welcome.
I've seen all of them.
Oh, I want to do impressions now. I'm not going to waste your time. Actually, I can do one impression. I've been learning Chinese. Okay, I've got a conspiracy theorist in the family. We love him. He jumps from one to the next, but now the Chinese are coming. So I'm on board. They're coming. I'm going to prepare, but I'm not buying beans, okay? We bought beans years ago. I've still got my 5 gallons. I never used it. I'm not going to use them. So the one word that I've learned in Chinese, and you can try it as well, is fuck. Because you learn the swear words first, okay? You ready? It goes like this. Fuck. That was perfect. I'm not doing it again. Hey, did you ever have one of those, one of those roommates that's like weird about the money? You ever had a roommate that's weird about the money? Like when rent is due, they're late. Even though they have the money, you pay the money, and then they keep their money for a little longer. Or when you go out with them and you split the bill, they like itemize it and make sure that they don't pay too much, but they're also happy to take a little extra if, no, not roommate, girlfriend, that's what I meant. I meant to say my girlfriend's moving in with me. And the other day I made the mistake of saying, hey, I'm gonna pop by Walmart real quick. And she goes, oh, you're going by Walmart? And I go, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to Walmart. And she's like, would you get me some La Croix? And I go, yeah, sure, I'll get you some La Croix. So I go to Walmart, I get my stuff, I get her La Croix. I come home, I hand her the La Croix, she hands me a, thanks, baby. I'm sorry. She handed me a, thanks, baby. That's not money. That's not $5. I can't go cash a thanks, baby in. Trying to get, this is how this is going to work. Listen, I'm only going to say this. If your name is somewhere between did he and diddle, he did it. That's all I can think of about that. Good news in the science and technology department, we've finally perfected cryosleep. Did you know this? We've perfected cryosleep, where they put you to sleep, they freeze you to death. And here's the procedure. They freeze you to death, they leave you for like a month, and then they wake you up, put some sunglasses on you, tell you you're the president, and send you out on stage. It's the only thing that makes any sense. And he loses like a little piece of himself every time that he puts himself to put him to sleep and wake him back up again. You know, it actually kind of explains one more thing, too. If you haven't noticed, as time goes on, his hand gets like more and more curled in and his face gets real flat. He hasn't thawed out yet. All right, my name's Ray Stone. That's my time.
Hey, that might be my best, my favorite set.
Is it because you had a white MC?
I don't know. I thought that today as
really?
I was loading it up because So I don't get a lot of love from the other MC.
He's black. Wait, you're black.
Lamar. Oh, that's next. That's the next
you
one.
You haven't done that one yet?
I can't believe you just
no
buried
one's going to know.
Do you know what they call that, babe? Burying the lead. You buried the lead on me.
I did. I don't think that's what burying the lead means.
That's what it means in this sense, where you give away the end of the hot part of the joke. So
I'm
yes,
not giving anything away. On the, everyone's yeah. just excited to hear it now.
They're on pins and
call out a black guy for being black on
pins
stage.
And, pins and people.
No one's laughing.
I did have a great set.
This one was so good.
Yeah, he was a guest host. I had seen him do stand-up. This was a couple years ago. And I'd seen him do stand-up there. He'd been on the mic. And he hosted. He had just gotten done saying his... this was before... this. That was obviously in the Biden era. And Trump was president before. And he goes, I just missed Trump. He's like, I always wanted to see him do a Cars for Kids commercial. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, just like doing the little shimmy dance on the stage. And then he goes, Ramus, get up here, please. Get up here. And he goes, you're welcome, because he thought he was setting me up for some like,
oh, know, this guy.
Grand interlude. But it's like, dude, I've got 3 minutes. And what I love about this set is when I say the cryo sleep thing, and then I go, and then I'm like, and he like loses a little piece of himself. Like every time it gets louder. So like the laughter is the longest laugh track, I think, is in this set here. This is like,
this is one of your, I have seen this clip. I totally forgot. I just didn't remember the white MC guy, but definitely one of your better ones. Yeah. You seemed comfortable up there. It didn't seem rehearsed.
Were you there
all.
For that one?
I
don't think you were. I think I went to your house after that one, and I was really happy.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense.
Because I had 2 visits to your place afterwards. It was like one that I was like super depressed. I'm like, I almost left and went home. I was almost like, I'm so bad. This was terrible.
Also, where are all these beans you have? I mean, you know I love beans, and I've heard you joking about the beans. I've been living here for over a year. We're going on a year. Where are the beans, baby?
Well, what I didn't tell Bill was that I only bought like 2 cans. Like from the store shelf.
Oh shit. I bought like 6 cans. They're still in there.
Bill was trying to get me to buy the 5-gallon buckets of beans because the world was gonna end.
Let me ask you a question. Is this a chick thing? I'm not changing the subject,
what,
but kind of slightly.
Adjusting the posture? No, not at all.
Like my butt. I do it all the time. I get my butt to feel better in the chair.
Yeah.
You okay, no, is
to,
this a chick
it?
Thing?
Make sure.
Maybe after.
Hey.
So, oh, sorry. Okay, so is this a chick thing? So I'll go to buy a can of like canned tomatoes, of stewed tomatoes, and then I find out they're on sale. So you can save 10 cents a can. So I buy 10 of them. All right, I do this a lot. That's why we have so much beef broth and canned beans.
Wait,
in
beef
the
broth
cupboard.
Is totally different than the tomatoes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
is.
It's the same
beef
concept.
Broth.
I go in for one thing that is a staple
gotcha.
Item.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's on sale by a brief margin, like a small margin. Yeah. So I buy a shit ton of it and I save like $2. But then this whole time we're storing it in the cupboard.
Hold on. Do you not know that that's a chick thing?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is that a chick thing? Do guys do that?
Do you not know that that's like...
I know that you don't do that.
That's like some of the oldest comedy in the world is making fun of women for buying stuff.
We like staple items.
Because it's
There's
on...
There's nothing worse than not having beef broth when you need beef broth.
You can't even let me say it, can you?
Okay. You can say it.
On sale is what I was trying to say. Yes.
Magic words.
The answer is yes. It is very specifically a chick thing. And I would be curious to know what Charlie Manson, what's his name? Jolly, Dr. Jolly, Manchurian candidate study they had, but I guarantee there is one in the CIA files somewhere where they determined that to sell things to people, you aim them at women and say it's on sale. Or you say it's on sale and aim women at them. The
thing. So when I'm buying wine, if I see a bottle that's priced $12.
Yeah, how many bottles? Bottles of wine do you go through a day now?
If I see a bottle that's priced $12, and then I see another bottle that's priced $12, or let's say $15, but it's on discount from $25, uh-huh. I'm buying the $15 bottle and not the $12 bottle.
Oh, me too. 1,000%. If I'm buying wine and I see it was $40 and now it's $15, I'm in there. I'm buying that one because yeah. I think it's better. But the mm-hmm. $2 chuck thing always comes to mind. And the yeah. thing that I learned about the yeah. $2 chuck is...
I don't think our audience knows. So I think you should tell them about the $2 chuck.
Baby, class is in session. Put your ears on because you know what actually...
I've heard the story twice and I remembered it the second time.
This is old school. I don't know if Charles Schaub is still a wine out there, but it used to be that at Sprouts, I'm pretty sure... Oh, no. Trader Max, TJ Joe's.
Oh my gosh.
It was Trader Joe's where the $2 chuck was.
You're so lucky that I'm not the kind of girlfriend that drags you to farmers markets on the weekends and grocery stores.
Well, you don't understand how much I hate that and how much I love to hate stuff. So, I mean.
Oh, shit. Well, there is one in Carefree, I heard.
Here's the deal, babe. As long as you're okay with me making a sourpuss.
Oh my God, we're going to the farmer's market next weekend.
And I'm not going to buy a fucking thing.
Okay.
No matter how hard they try.
Can you buy me some hummus?
Nope.
That's cost $10. Try me another one. It should be $3.
Go ahead, do another one.
Can I get some jalapeno lemonade?
Definitely not. I love to go walk around and
look
at the shit people want to try to sell me. And I'm like, yeah, I don't, nope.
Laura was telling me about the farmer's market in Carefree, and I was like, oh, there's a farmer's market there? And I was like, how are the vegetables? Are they good? And she's like, I think they just get them at, like, Sprouts or something. And I was like, fuck, you're probably right. So that's the only reason I would go. No. The only reason I would go is for fresh vegetables.
No, but here's what drives me crazy about the farmer's market, since you broached it up. They charge more. The whole point is it's supposed
to pay for their stand.
Don't talk over me, woman. I'm making a point. It's supposed to be cheaper because it's direct from the farm to the fucking buyer, and you eliminate the middle people. There are two gigantic middlemen between the farmer and the buyer. There's the grocery store, but there's also the distributor. There are two huge corporate bodies that need to make money off of you. So the beans should be cheaper by a narrow margin, thereby still allowing the grower to make good money on them. But somehow they've realized that there's this white chick bullshit that says, hey, if I buy these beans, will my lips look like that? It's like, no, you still have to get the Botox.
Let me tell you, this chick can sell at a farmer's market. I used to sell candles and I got people to pay $25, $30 for a tiny candle.
And yet you can't sell our genius idea that we're trying to get hooked up online.
Fuck, I gotta make
the... I can't believe... You can't even... You know what? You can't sell the most simplest thing that's the best idea.
Aunt Kathy, I need to talk to you.
You heard it here first, guys. We are about... You know what?
I need to talk to her because I have lots of things to talk about.
This podcast is about to be brought to you by love. That's all I'm going to say. We're moving forward.
It got silent a second.
Yeah.
Did you hear the cricket?
Yeah, because everybody thought... You know
wait,
what? Everybody thought, well, we thought it was brought by love already.
No.
We've been
love is permanent, and this is all temporary.
Did we already do the bomb with me? I'm just kidding. I haven't had that much to drink. Jeez.
Gosh. Okay. So talking about drinking, so I have some fun facts here, and I'm not going to go through all of them. There are just a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I get these emails, like just fun fact kinds of things. And I've actually, in the early days, I sent you one and it ended up in one of your jokes, the Heinz ketchup thing. And they're called interesting facts. And so this recent one, I'm not going to go through all seven of them, but, you know, I definitely opened it because it's called 7 Mind-Blowing Facts About Gemstones. So I didn't go through all of them. All right. I just want to repeat that. Like,
oh my God.
Like 500
did you hear
times.
That? Did you hear my neck just crack when I put my neck back like that and it went. Okay.
No. No, I didn't. Okay, but there are a couple that in here that are like, that are kind of funny. So the first one that I didn't think was funny, these but I mind, thought is interesting.
The first mind-blowing fact about gemstones. Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one. I'm not going to go through all seven because some of them are just like boring.
Give me the top three. Yeah.
Okay. So one of my top three. I have top two. Number right. one. Top number one. Good. The sun could someday turn into a giant diamond.
Will someday? Yes.
No, could.
Okay. It will.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's a hotbed of nuclear fusion.
So there is a theory that all the gold comes from all dying suns and that all carbon comes from dying suns. Our sun is no different. I don't know. Okay.
Moving on. So it's like it'll eventually become a white dwarf, and white dwarfs are one of the highest gravity environments in the galaxy. And it gets really nerdy. And
all the things are
with there. All the requirements that diamonds have. So okay. Diamonds are pure carbon that has crystallized under high pressure.
Anyways, well, that's not an amazing idea. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, a lot of them are like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And so I'm going to skip all of those ones. Okay. So this is my favorite one. This is the reason why I made it into the podcast.
Can I guess? Is it that rubies and emeralds are related?
Oh my gosh, that's number one. I skipped that one because I thought it was boring. But that was number one.
That they change color over time.
No, it was, no. Oh no, I should have let you finish. Rubies and sapphires have the same mineral base.
That's it. Rubies and sapphires.
And so corundum is a colorless mineral that's the second hardest natural substance on Earth, just behind diamonds. So those have like the same base.
Yeah, that's why it changes color. So at one point, it's one color. And then at another point in time, under pressure and certain parameters, it changes to become the ruby color. The ruby is the more advanced state. Yeah,
it's the impurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do they call that?
Collusion?
Not striation. Collusion. Yeah, collusion.
All right, so my favorite thing.
I don't think it's collusion. I think I'm wrong. No, it's not. That's something to do with like when colluding is when we get together and conspire to return a dog.
Yeah, we were colluding in front of his face.
He didn't speak English. Fuck that guy.
Okay, my favorite one is amethysts, which are my birthstone. Mm-hmm. I'm an amethyst. Okay. Amethysts were used as ancient drinking protection. Amethysts were so widely used as wards against intoxication or hangovers in ancient times that it's where they got their name.
Not a chance.
It comes from not drunk. So amethyst means not drunk in Greek.
No way.
Yeah.
So if we get an amethyst goblet and drink wine from it, it will not get you drunk?
The actual mythology around the amethyst varies, but many of the stories involve Dionysus,
yeah.
The Greek god of wine, grapes, and drunkenness.
There's no way that's true, and I will you know what? Of all the things...
In one version, Dionysus becomes enamored with a mortal woman named Amethystos, who was, to put it mildly, not into it. She prayed to her preferred god, Artemis, to help keep her chaste.
Holy fuck.
And in response, Artemis turned her into a statue of clear quartz.
All that.
Dionysus either poured, spilled, or cried wine onto it, staining it purple.
I can't.
And that's how amethyst was.
I don't care about all that stuff, but what I will do. Now, here's where you've scratched into the surface. Usually when anyone says anything about gemstones, I'm like, ugh. Because I was in weed culture. Weed culture is like, I bought this $20,000 rock, and you're going to see
Greek
why it's
mythology.
Got superpowers and all these things.
But you're into it.
They thought they knew these same things. What I'm saying to you is, let's buy an amethyst fucking mug. We need two amethyst mugs. We want chalices. And we're going to drink from those chalices, and we're going to challenge this bullshit. Because here you heard it here. We're going to create irrefutable truth that there is no truth behind these rumors, because we're both going to be hungover as fuck after drinking two bottles of wine through these.
All right.
amethyst chalices.
So if you don't think that was stupid, here, listen to this. So in 2021,
I don't want
four
to do this.
Years ago, when record, archaeologists just, unearthed an amethyst ring from the former site of the Byzantine area, they speculated that its former owner could have been trying to ward off the worst effects of drinking. I'm done.
I can't do this.
It's so dumb.
I can't do
it's
this.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, I can't even hear it. I'm going to be honest with you. My brain wouldn't hear any of those other words.
It's okay. I wasn't saying it for you.
The story. It's the Bible. This is what's wrong with me. I'm
it's
sure
Greek
of it.
It's mythology. It's all stories.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Right.
Same thing with the Bible. Not everybody knows it, though.
I'm like, wait, does everybody? Are you? Wait, you're telling me everybody knows it? And I thought they all thought
the
it
smart
was real.
People do. The realistic people. I'm really into the Bible. I have like a bunch of, I have like three of them.
The takeaway here is I will happily purchase two amethyst goblets to prove that wrong.
Okay, please do. Cause I would love that. Can you give them to me for my birthday?
When's your birthday?
You have a year to find the perfect
when's
goblets.
When's your birthday again? No, but here was, I will just buy those. Like, I don't care what day you're, what, like, your birthday is too long to wait. I want to buy those and try that.
I'm so down. I'm so down.
So that, we can down. Like, so that I can finally like look
these,
at.
These are amethyst goblets where we don't get drunk. We can just drink and drink.
And we're going to do
that
it.
That sounds awful. Who wants to drink and drink and
no,
not get drunk?
We're going to do it on air.
On the air?
Yes.
Okay. All right, baby. Please.
And we
top
are going to see.
It better be pure amethyst.
Do you
we
know,
have to pray to Dionysus.
You
first.
Hear how lippy she gets when she gets a couple of bottles in her? Two cans of this, two cans of that. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty free since mm-hmm. It's been a good day. Hey, let's talk about snowboarding. We're going long today. You know what we're doing?
We are going to go.
So on the Rogan's podcast, they call it.
I have a whole new segment I want to introduce.
On Rogan's podcast, they call it Protect Our Parks. On this podcast, we're going to call it I'm Going to Talk Over You. And that's what we do.
I thought we need to protect our parts.
Yes. Protect our parts. And I'm going to talk over you as much as possible and you do it back to me.
No, we're not going to do that.
Listen, this is what happens.
No. Wait, listen to me.
We're both drinking.
No, we're not going to talk over
you. A little too much for podcasting, and that's what
true.
We're going to do.
True.
That's what we're going to do. So we've already bombed with me. We've returned the dog. It is time for Snowboard Blizzard.
Yes. This is not an interdicting comment.
Interdicting?
It's not. Your cat, it's not interdicting.
Your cat just clawed my finger from under
that's
the table.
That's interdicting. I don't know. That's one of my new words. What? She's not even under there.
Yes, she is. And
talk
also
about being ungrateful.
I meant to bring this up.
That really does belong there.
That
should just stay right here.
Baby.
Always.
What I've been wanting to say is this is for you, Leroy. It's for you and your attitude. Literally my hand, you saw her under there, right? You can see
she
her.
She is on,
yeah.
The, on the
my screen. Hand was just like this and she reached up one claw and put one claw into my callus a second ago. And pulled
you
on
better
it.
Better be happy there's a callus
like,
there.
Like there's a fucking poltergeist under the table. She just.
She's so happy. I mean, she loves you and she's happy. And she's like, thank you for getting that dog out of my face. You almost killed me twice today.
So Fear Day, it has been a long season. It is March 9th. And 2 days ago, my bitch ass finally went snowboarding. Because
not because you're a bitch ass, because there's no. Sorry.
Yeah, because there's no snowboard. There's no snow. It is me being a bitch ass because I'm a punk.
He's pretentious.
Who all I want is 2 feet of powder. If there's not 2 feet of powder, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But there was.
He's so good.
Oh, shit. You know what's funny?
I'm kidding. I've never seen him.
I think to myself, I'm really good. And then I film it and I'm like, God, that's weak. It's so slow.
I know. You're nothing like the pros.
Not at all. I don't even have
he
any.
He thinks he is, but.
I do. I can only front flip, back flip, 360, backside 360, do all the trees.
Yeah, baby. I asked you, you know, did you do any tricks? And you didn't tell me what tricks you did.
I did. It was a flat light day. Chop chundrel for you powder hounds chop out chundrel. There, which means when it's full of powder, when there's like foot and more of powder and people turn on it all day, it turns into this just like weirdly, it's more of a minefield that you could try to call it a mogul field, but it's not. It's just this.
We call it a chundrel?
We call it chop chundrel.
Chop
yeah.
chundrel.
Chundrel.
Chop chewy.
Chundrel.
Chundrel.
Or chowder. Some people call it chowder.
Chowder. Yeah. Oh, I've heard the chowder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, it's just a bunch of chowder out there.
Well, it's chopped powder. So you have powder.
Powder. Okay.
And when it's
okay.
powder and you get those first runs on it, it is like you can point your board or skis straight down the hill and it's just floating. And it's the most amazing feeling. And then 1 hour later, after 100 people have ridden across it, then it's chopped up 1,000 ways from Sunday. Chowder. And so you go across it and your legs just go like across the surface. And it's insane if you're trying to ride at speed. So you have to slow it down or get in the trees, which is where I go. And let me tell you something.
Did you go in the trees on Friday?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I told you it stubbed my toe right away. First turn, it's a boneyard. So I know it's a boneyard. We've got.
Wait, hold on. What does boneyard mean?
Stumpy and rocky underneath. Thin cover.
Okay.
So
okay.
It had been, we got 1 foot of snow 3 days prior, then nothing for 3 full days, then another foot overnight, then it was also snowing all day.
That day.
I have to burp.
Perfect it was, conditions.
It was.
It's what you were talking about.
It was actually pretty good, you know, and it was blizzard, but it was blizzard the whole way. And why? Okay. We have to back up. Driving from Phoenix to Snow Bowl, first real weather of the season, and traffic loses its mind. Why is it so hard? Okay, if you're out there and you don't really know how to drive in snow that well, and a guy is doing the speed limit or a little better, that's the fastest you should go. You should not be doing 10 over in snowy conditions. A problem is going to happen. You can do right at the
even
speed limit.
Even me, I don't even do that.
Or a little less. But like, what is up with people?
Like, if it's raining, I might take a 5 if I feel, if there's nobody else around. Right. But like, yeah.
But
and that's rain.
If traffic is bumper to bumper on both sides, quit trying to get ahead. Just
and we're not,
chill.
We're in Arizona.
Just like, chill.
Nobody knows how to drive in the snow here. Right. Don't be a maniac.
It was insane. So then I get up there and there's a head-on collision on the mountain. So there's a road from the turnoff that goes up to Snow Bowl, which is like whatever, 10 miles or less, 7 miles. It's a short drive, but it seems like forever when
way
it's
less,
snowy.
Yeah.
It's seven,
only a
six
couple
miles,
of miles, few four miles, I would say.
In the snow, it's 29
two,
miles.
2, 3, 4, 6, 10. I'm like, it's 2. You're like, it's 10.
Well, they've got it blocked off.
Who knows?
So when I get up there, I'm running out of gas and because I didn't fuel up, I had a half tank from here thinking I'll make it just fine up and I got to fuel up on the way back down. I wasn't taking into account like how long I was going to have to wait.
Yeah, so I didn't think there was going to be that much traffic.
Right. So I decided to wait at the bottom area where there's a shuttle that takes you the 19 miles or however long we just discussed it is up to the top.
Like it's a 2 mile drive.
Now here's where it's fun. It was an hour and 15 minute wait for the shuttle because they're only running two shuttles. One of them holds 40 people. One of them holds 20 people and they're both packed all the way full and the road is full and it's shut down. So there's a line way out. So I find whatever I get up there. I get up there at 1:30. Now the half day ticket price starts at 1 o'clock. So you're not getting up there until 1:30 on a half day anyway. Half day is just fine. I've got my season pass.
And half day season pass.
Like, well, I have a season pass.
That means you could be there all day if you want.
So essentially, I'm still getting a half day is my point.
Okay.
By getting up there at 1:30. It's no big deal. The snow is fantastic. I ride until the very end. The snow is so good. Stub my toe in the beginning, but everything else, like, I mean, I love hitting the ground. I hit the ground. There was some really bad ice. There was exactly what you would expect for 2 feet of fresh powder on rocks and stumps and stuff. It's going to hurt, but it's good enough that you can still kind of break loose and push the envelope a little bit. But you're going to be walking funny for a couple days, which I have been. But so then I'm going back down the hill. So I go all the way till 4. And the shuttle line to get down the hill is well over 200, 250, 300. It was a lot of people. And they're still running only the two shuttles. Now they've graduated to two larger shuttles, but it was going to be a minimum of 2 more hours to get everyone down the hill.
And I haven't heard from you all day. I even texted you at one point and I was like, I need a picture of the snow.
I texted you, but it didn't go through.
Yet. Oh, okay. Service. But yeah. I hadn't heard from you all day, I guess, because of the service. Yeah. And so I don't hear from you until 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whenever this was happening.
After I've gotten done with this adventure.
And, yeah. And you're like, I'm going to be home late. It's like fend for yourself dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like I kind of figured.
Oh, that was before me loading up. So I said that knowing it was going to take me a while.
Yeah, there was like a long line. And you're like, yeah. I'm not going to be there for any time for dinner.
So I'm standing there talking to a guy and I go, I know how this works. I'm going to go into the lot and I'm going to ask for a ride because it's just me. I don't have a group. Most people go up with a group, but I'm like, so I'm talking to a guy and he's like got some Brazilian accent, I think. And he was bitching about the quality of, they should have a better service here. And I go, I mean, I totally agree. But I knew getting on the bus at the base because of how long the lines were, that it was also going to be a pain in the ass getting back down. Because if it took that long to get up, everyone's going to go to the end of the day. And then everyone's going to be lined up at the end of the day to get back down when the lifts close at 4. So even more so, actually, it's going to be even more crowded because people show up to the base area at different times. But the lifts close at 4. So everyone's leaving at 4. I mean, you know, there are people that leave beforehand.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm talking to a guy and I go, man, I feel like I should just go like hitch a ride. And he goes, and he was by himself too, which was strange. And he goes, because he has an accent. He goes, with all this gear, man, I don't know. Like Brazilians always go, I don't know, man. It's like, with all this stuff, nobody's going to take you, man, I don't know. And I'm like, so I'm standing there watching, and I look down and I see 4 dudes all loading up. And I'm just like, I just look at the guy, and I look back, and I look, and he looks away, and I just turn and walk.
Oh, when he looked away, yes. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so he must have just then looked at me and seen me just trudging down the hill. And I'm in the back of a 300-person line that's going to be there. And everyone is going like, is this where the line from the shuttle starts? I mean, it wrapped around the shuttle lot and way back up into the resort. It was crazy. Like, I've never seen snowball line like this to get down the hill. It was a microcosm of a circumstance. It was like a magic. All these things came together and I'm like, I'm skipping this line because I'm thinking I gotta get home to my baby. So I go trudging down the hill. Fuck that, I didn't want to ride the bus.
I was gonna say I was happy he was gone. I'm like, I'm gonna get the pizza and take the dog for a walk.
So I go down and I ask one guy, I go, hey man, do you have room for one more? He's got a four-door Ford F-150. And he goes, dude, I got my wife and 2 kids and gear. I go, ah, shit, no worries. And I turn and I just go, hey, does anyone have room for one more? To a parking lot of people. And a guy looks over and he goes, I mean, you just trying to get to the bottom? I go, dude, yeah, you got room? He's like, oh yeah, it's just me. I go, fuck yeah, second guy, throw the board in and we're down the hill. And I saved 2 hours off of the don't wait in line. What the fuck?
Yes. So yeah, because like, why wouldn't you give someone a ride that's just going? You're already going. You have the room.
Great success.
Yeah, he's got jokes.
And I have actually really good karma picking people up going up the hill because I ride the Southie laps out there. And those laps, you have to pick somebody up. So I always pick somebody up if I've got room. If you're riding up Southie laps, so it's like, make sure you pick up your hitchhikers once in your life and just make sure they don't kill you. If they have a snowboard, it's better. There's a lower chance of them getting you and doing some
Pearl Gabby. Pearl likes this story. Her tail is like really wagging.
Some Gabby Petito shit.
Yeah.
Well, we're at an hour and 10, so let's just keep going. What else you got?
You want to keep going? Really?
I mean, this is going to be a long one, guys. We've got so much to cover. We're not catching up on the shit.
Okay. All right. So I want to introduce a new segment called Did I Handle It Well?
We're introducing a new segment at an hour and 10 minutes.
All right.
Just when you thought you knew, oh shit, it has... I didn't push record since we...
Seriously?
No, I'm
I was
kidding.
Gonna say, I was like, that sounds like a staged thing.
Since
to say.
The break, I would have been so bad. Okay, ready, go.
Okay, so no, yeah, I often come into like work situations where you have to balance your what you have to get done with your work relationships, right? Like, I need to get this thing done, but I can't. But I'm waiting for this thing from this person, but I can't pester them so much because it might damage that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all that to say, like, this is the new segment of, like, did I handle it well? Because I'm constantly trying to balance those two things of, like, because I have fucked up my work relationships in my first professional job, and it took me forever to fix it.
This is a great segment for anyone and everyone, anytime you want. Ask yourself, did I handle that well?
Yeah. I almost, when I was trying to think what I should do, I almost called you that day. And I was like, should I do this or not? What should I do? I was like, just going to make a decision and I'm going to go with it.
I realized recently, you have to stop asking me questions. I was responsible for you getting the yoga job, the bar job, and taking both of the other jobs.
You
I don't think I'm good for your
business. Responsible for any of
well,
them.
But I have recommended that you... go do the yoga thing, the
which
bar
great,
thing.
Which was great.
Also, I recommended that you
which
take
is
both
also
of those
great.
Jobs. It is too much work. Don't listen to me. I'll be like, oh, you know what? You should try building a space shuttle.
Those
too.
Are just the things I listen to you on. There are plenty of things I don't listen to you on. I listen to you on the things that like I want to listen to you on.
Anyway.
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, so at job number one, I build... shit in the I support the events team with like the events that we have. I give operational support for that. Operational technological support. All right. So we have one event manager. We'll call her Penelope. That's not her name. All right. And so this girl Penelope has been so she's notoriously since I started there 2 months ago, she always has way too much on her plate. She refuses to like accept help and she does things that like she shouldn't even be doing. All right. So about 2 weeks ago, my manager asked me in our Salesforce, all of our events from last year are missing the costs. Like the budgeted cost and the actual cost.
She's
I know
also
you're making
sign
fun
language.
Of me.
This is Salesforce. If anybody was watching this move.
This is what I do when I'm like setting the stage. All right. So 2 weeks ago, my manager asked me like, I need you to fill in all these missing costs. I was not at the company last year. I just took over. I don't know where this shit exists. So I need to figure it out. That's my job. Fine. Okay, so I say, yes, of course, I will do that. So I go to the person who has the costs. And in a couple of days, she finally sent me over a couple of sheets. The sheets are incomplete. And even she sent me a caveat. I've been so busy, I haven't been updating them. So please don't judge me. I'm like, okay, I don't care. As long as it has the information I need. It did not have the information that I need. I've been on a wild goose chase trying to see if I can find this information in other places. This girl does not respond to my messages because she's so busy.
This podcast is not called Let's Gripe About All the
Details.
Oh,
okay. I'm just, you're right. Okay, I'm just setting the stage. All right, I think the stage has been set. So it's been 2 weeks now. I'm at a point where I'm like, I'm about to fucking message her manager, but I'm like, I can't do that. It's not ready
right.
yet.
That's
I
an
don't,
oh shit moment.
It's an oh shit moment. I don't want to go to my boss when I have my one-on-one on Tuesday and be like, I still don't have this done. Because of this person isn't doing her job. I'm not
you,
ready for that. So here's what I did.
You should schedule a one-on-two-on-one.
You've been holding on to that for a long time. One-on-two-on-one.
Right now. Go ahead.
So what I did. It's so funny you should recommend that. because I'm like, Saturday yesterday, I was like working. I was like, okay, what should I do? Should I put this on my agenda to talk about it with my manager? Should I just send a message? Should I send an aggressive message to this event girl? I'm like, no, none of that. So here's what I did. All right. And here's what I want in this segment. Did I handle it well? All right.
Also called the aggressive messenger.
Did I handle this well? In order to preserve the balance of, I need to get my shit done, but I also need to preserve this working relationship, I instead scheduled a 1 hour working session on her calendar.
Okay.
For Tuesday. Mm-hmm. so that we can get all these costs together. That's what I did. She messaged me a string of messages on, great, I think it, yeah, was Friday, saying, yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to get these to you. I'm so, and I messaged her back. I said, I don't need it today. I just need a realistic timeline. How about Wednesday? And she, yeah, never got back to me.
I think we get it.
So I did that 1 hour meeting.
I think we get.
Do we get it?
Yeah. So the buildup and the complaint is registered 100%.
Okay.
The reaction is correct.
Okay. I handled it well.
If
she takes the call.
Actually, that doesn't even really matter. If she can't fuck with you, like if she's not high enough to actually damage your position, then you handled it perfectly, because what you said was, bitch.
Look, bitch.
This is a phone call.
I need this shit. I don't care you're busy.
Look, bitch.
Just tell me when you're going to get it done. I need to hold you accountable.
Well, it was that she didn't send you all the information. So you're saying this is more than a text. We have to talk about this.
No. This is she's not prioritizing the time to get this to me, when this should be an easy thing. It shouldn't take her more than 5 minutes to give me this. She hasn't done her job up until this point. But she hasn't been tracking the costs.
Didn't you also say that she sent you information that was incomplete?
Yes.
Then yes. Then as soon as that happens, I think you escalate to a phone call.
Yeah. So I listened to the, I messaged her the advance. I was like, I still need these ones. These are not in your sheet.
If I get a work order from a guy, let's say BJ says, hey, dude, okay, this season I want to do the windows and other stuff. And I go, what's the other stuff? And he goes, not sure about all of it. We'll figure it out. I'm going to call him. Mm-hmm. So this is incomplete information. Yeah. You've received incomplete information. You've attempted to get it multiple times.
I've given her grace of time.
You scheduling an hour on her calendar is saying, we need to talk, bitch. And a little bit of a, you know, you're number one. Guess which finger I'm holding up. So yeah, you handled it right. Did you, mm-hmm. And you said she did not accept it yet?
Well, I sent it on Saturday. But then, okay, listen to what, but see, she was working through the weekend, because then she sends me a meeting, a post-event meeting, an event we had last week. She sends it over the weekend. The call is on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Like, you don't do this.
Oh,
you don't do this in the workplace.
Hold on.
This girl, hold, she's drowning on in work.
You,
she's
stop not talking. Please stop talking. She clapped back at you.
No, that wasn't at me. There's like 10 people in this call. I'm like, I'm just the operational person who, okay, shares data during this call.
All right. Like, you made it just sound like she then invited you to something in turn.
Oh, no.
After you invited her to something that wastes her time.
This is a call that she scheduled over the weekend that should have been scheduled weeks ago.
Okay. This is fetching podcast material.
Anyways. Okay. Did I handle it well? We're saying yes. And then next week we will tell you how that call went.
Next week, we will not bring up marketing interworkings at all.
We will be, actually, because that's a new segment. but not just marketing, just did I handle it well.
Sorry, folks. We'll edit that last part out in post. I think we're... You know what? Actually, you know, I didn't even realize it's daylight savings, so that last bit...
We will save you of the day.
It's an hour 20. We're going to go ahead and cut that last part out.
I just have one other story to share. How much do you have left on your list?
Nothing. I was just going to say that my solar project has achieved a meteoric rise to success in the way that people miss meteoric rise to success doesn't make any sense because a meteor comes crashing down to Earth. That's right, and it's a meteoric rise. It pulverized the atmosphere, burned up into a million pieces.
Not quite yet.
And I fried 3 batteries. That's all I was going to say is like, don't forget that when you're totally stoked on something and you're hot to trot, that you're going to fuck shit up. So just keep trying, kids. You know, you got to just keep trying. That's what I'm going to do. So you keep trying too. God, I suck.
Oh my God.
That's the inner dialogue that goes, you should never do anything solar. And it's like, no, I just had bad batteries. I think
I can't tell if you're like being metaphorical or something.
It's both.
Like,
it's both. Look, it just depends on which universe we're dealing with. Okay.
All right. Do you want me to tell my story, or I can wait until a different week?
Tell the story. We're going long.
It's just more recent now.
You got the pink pen.
I feel
like
it's kind of getting towards the end here. I was at Target yesterday.
Hold on a second. You know what? For this last story, let's just appreciate it.
Okay, so let's just appreciate that I tried my best not to be a Karen in this moment.
Ooh.
Sometimes it's hard. It's hard sometimes. I wanted to be a Karen so bad. I was a little bit.
Here's what happened.
All right. Having a great time shopping around in Target.
Hold on, babe, anyone who has taught yoga in their lives is a Karen sometimes. They have to. It's in their soul.
Yeah. I mean, if you're... actually, it's true, because if you're a yoga teacher, you're probably kind of like particular about things and... You like to have control of your surroundings, and you like to pretend like you're peace inside, but you're not. You're just chaos all the time.
That's so true.
All right. So I'm at Target. Like, I'm having a great time shopping around. I go to a line that is like the shortest line, like an actual cash register, a young boy. And the girl in front of me. Okay. So first pet peeve. He's finishing checking out the woman in front of me, and he doesn't wait for her to get her bags out and leave before he starts ringing me up. So I'm already stressed out.
Because you're worried your stuff might end up in her bag.
No, I feel like when you're checking somebody out, you need to check them out and then finish, let them walk away, let them finish that before you start on the next one. I get stressed out no matter what person I am.
I have often wondered, what's the etiquette? Because sometimes it takes them forever. We just went shopping at the grocery store where we have one of those automated you got the automated checkout.
Again, I was stressed out.
Conveyor.
I was stressed. I even told the guy, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm just standing there with my box of spinach, looking at him, waiting for him to bag his 50,000 groceries.
Spinach, is that what they're calling it these days?
It wasn't wet. For the least wet box.
My box of wet spinach. There's nothing grosser than wet spinach. The shredded wet spinach that used to come in the frozen brick. You could probably still get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so all right.
So the guy's like, he starts ringing me up before the poor lady hasn't even grabbed all her stuff. And I'm stressed out for her. And I'm like,
you're like, hey, poor lady, can I grab some of your stuff?
And he doesn't like acknowledge her leaving. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe he'll acknowledge me when she leaves. So she leaves. And then he still hasn't acknowledged my presence, which is also a pet peeve. So again, I'm trying not to be a Karen.
Was he looking at his phone?
He was looking down. He was looking down the whole time. Looking at what he was, you know, ringing up. He was ringing stuff up.
But he didn't look up.
And he didn't look up, and it was so awkward. Like, he didn't say a word to me. So finally, and I had a lot, I bought like $200 worth of stuff. I bought a lot of stuff. So he's ringing up a lot, which is why I didn't go in the self. I wanted to go to a person because there's a lot of stuff. So at one point, I feel so awkward because he hasn't said anything. I said, how's your day going? I shouldn't have said that. That was the Karen thing I said.
You know what? You forgot to say.
That was the most Karen thing I said.
You forgot to say so far.
Oh, fuck no. But at least it was the afternoon.
Okay.
At least it wasn't 6 a.m. So his response was, I'm so tired. And that was the most engagement I had the whole time. I'm so tired. And then he just keeps ringing up. Okay, so there's all that. And then this there are grocery bags in Target all around. I can see. I can see in all of the other checkout lines, there are normal sized grocery bags. And I have a lot of stuff again. So I'm expecting my things to go into a normal sized grocery bag. He's got these tiny little bags that he's putting my shit in. Like, it's not going to fit. Like, they're the tiny little bags. And I say,
what?
I was like, what? You don't have big bags? And this is actually the most caring did thing you, that I wait, did.
No, you should have said, I like big bags and I cannot lie.
I wish I did. See, this is why I need you with me to make things funny, because I'm upset in the moment. This is the real Karen thing I did.
I would have been like, excuse me, sir. I like big bags.
I cannot and lie.
I cannot lie.
So.
And he wouldn't have got it because he's probably too fucking young.
He was probably like 17. Like, he was a baby. Anyways.
You should be able.
So his when I asked him,
you should be allowed to slap a fool like that.
When I asked him about the bags,
hit him with
like,
a sticky hand.
Because clearly, like these tiny little bags are not going to fit my fucking shower curtains and my racks and everything. So I say something about the bags, and he's like, "Yeah, I can't believe Target can be out of bags." And I look around, and there's bags everywhere.
Did you go get those bags and bring them over to him?
In fact, right behind me was another cash register where nobody was at it. It was closed, and there were lots of bags.
Isn't that
so
weird?
Go.
You grabbed them.
I got them.
Yes.
All right. So this is another Karen thing I did. I went and I got the bags, and I'm awkwardly like trying to put them on the thing, but. And I'm thinking he's going to take the handles and then put them on there. He doesn't.
He tries to sell you those bags. He's like, there's no scanner for these. And you're like,
he doesn't. He gets defensive. He goes, well, I didn't know if somebody needed those. I said, I need them.
You certainly know. I'm standing here telling you that there is someone. And you happen to be checking that person out.
Yeah. Those little bags are not going to fit this $200 worth of merchandise I did.
You know what you should have said to him? You know what you should have said to him? I have a riddle for you.
Hold the phone.
I think you might be a sociopath, and Megyn Kelly is calling.
God. But I can't believe he didn't just I thought he was going to take the bags and like put them on the thing, but he didn't. And so I'm like, I'm awkwardly trying to hold them while he's putting groceries in the bags. And finally I said,
were you guys holding hands?
No, I'm like trying to put the things on. And he's like putting groceries in
I'm
the
saying,
bag.
Is this a two-man operation now?
He's not holding my hand at all. No, he's not touching me.
You're saying you're holding the bag. He's putting them in there. That's a two-man operation.
It is. Yeah, but it doesn't need to be. So finally I say, well, I thought you were just going to take these bags and put them on the hooks.
You see what I deal with?
And so in that moment, when I said that, should I repeat it?
Yes.
Okay. So I said to him, I said, well, I thought that you were going to take the bags and put them on the hooks because I don't really know how these go on. And he goes, oh, so he takes one bag. There are like a bunch of, you know how they're bunched together.
Yeah.
He takes one bag, the one that we're putting stuff in, and then puts those like barely on one of the hooks. So it's like kind of just one handle hanging off.
He didn't
and then,
sleeve the entire deck onto the bag
carrier. And the rest of the bags that I brought dropped down onto the ground in between like the register and the holder thing.
You know where you went wrong? You didn't grab him by the collar, twist it, and pull him close to you and say, I'm about to lose my shit on you.
Give me a regular bag and bag this right.
Where you clench your incisors together, where no other teeth. So I have a special anger range in me. And I do too. It's where I clench my incisors together, the canine teeth. And none of my molars touch and my front teeth don't touch. But they're about to pop out of my head. But if you see me clench my incisors together, I have lost the ability to reason.
I've seen that before.
No, yeah. You have not.
I haven't?
You needed to grab him and pull him close to you. And like, he should have been able to smell the blood in the temple vein that's popping on the side of you. That's what he deserved in that moment. And then so he's looking at you deadly afraid that you're about to attack him, and but he didn't look at your left hand, which flicks him in the nut down under the thing. And he's like, oh God.
Okay, I'm not tired anymore.
So what you're saying is target is, you know what? We should make up a word.
I was just so confused. I didn't know what I should do afterwards.
We should make up a word for DEI.
And then he tries to put way too much stuff into this one grocery bag, like way too much stuff. I got out to my car, I had to take something out because it was too full.
It sounds like he's a woke punk who didn't want to give you bags.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to bring my, Whole Foods bag into Target. That felt weird.
You know what we should do is yell at any kid like that. We should yell him, woke up. Faggot. All right, woke up, faggot.
Woke up, bitch.
We're ending it with that. This has been a fun one. We are way too drunk, and we're at an hour 30. An extra 30 minutes, and you're lucky.
I got through my whole list. I got one more word I didn't share.
We'll get to it in February. So coming to you live, this is temporary. We're your hosts, the beautiful as ever, Melody Gates.
And Ray Stone.
Correct. Oh, we have to write down friends that say correct.
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 Perfect.
Well, God damn it, babe. I love you.
I love you too.
And we love you, and
bye.